Air.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, strap in. It's another edition of the Morning Zoo. Brought to you by the Good Vibes going on at Chankabazoo all the time into their summer season right now. Got Tom and Kathy in house. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good to have you in here as always. It's not a Thursday morning, but I'm feeling a little embarrassed. There is no coffee in the house, so Tom came in. There was no coffee made for him this morning.
I think he'll be okay, but thanks for leaving me with that all day.
I'm sorry. My apologies. I just thought I'd put it out there. If you're wondering why he's kind of snarky today, that's why.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
That's why. Hey, you guys have a great relationship, and you dovetail so nicely into Chalk Fest, which is happening this weekend. Tell me about the zoo's kind of involvement in that.
Well, first of all, we're so happy to be, you know, a small part of this wonderful event. Mm-hmm. And so Borderline Chalk Fest, you know, we always were participating in it as the host of a tour. Yeah. For the artists. And so tomorrow afternoon we invite the artists to come and get their tour. It's meant to be a thank you for coming to town, and it's grown into an inspiration thing. Yeah. As well, because a lot of their art will be inspired by the animals. And that wasn't the intention, but sometimes they come to the zoo and they see this and they, well, you know how that goes. And so they will come to the zoo and hopefully Tal will paint for them. We'll see. And nonetheless, it'll be a wonderful, and it's so grand to have them there. And it's just a great event. The other thing that we have done is we have created Chalk Up the Zoo during Chalk Fest. So that's another tie-in.
What in the world?
Chalk Up the Zoo is these animal, there's a better name for it than diagram, but there's animal outlines on the pathway.
Yeah.
Created by Bruce Fingerston, and the chalk will be there, and kids can come and chalk, and they can even just grab chalk and chalk up the zoo. But also, in addition, we have room for seven more for the Chalk Up the Zoo class in the morning. So get online and or call us.
Okay.
And get your child involved in that.
And this is going on when?
This is tomorrow. Saturday morning.
Okay.
And check it out. Bruce is probably listening going, oh, she's screwing this up.
Yeah, no. I'm right there with you.
The kids come in, and they come in before the animals are out on the habitat. So they're going to be there with the keepers, and they're going to see all the action. And they're going to be in the habitats chalking up the zoo, making enrichment pictures for the animals.
How did you think of this?
So this is Bruce's inspiration from Chalk Fest inspiration, from the artist inspiration.
Yeah.
And we've done other art things at the zoo through the years. We started, you know, with Shirley years ago and did a lot of art, and we continue to do art at the zoo.
Shirley kind of launched the boat for art down there. She really did.
She
I
really
got to give props to
she
your
really
mom
did.
On that.
She really did, but we've continued it and gone other directions with it, and it's been fantastic. So come and do that. We have seven openings, so sign up now. It's like people who come to it go, oh my gosh, I can't wait to come back and do that again.
What a great experience for kids.
Chalk Up the Zoo.
Chalk Up the Zoo.
So check that
seven
out
openings left.
Yes.
How do they get in? Just call you? Or
they can call us, or they can go online. And we have a new website that makes it a lot easier. So check that out under education online.
Right.
So.
And I understand Tom Schmaltz is going to be doing some art.
Yeah. No, there's no, there's
that's
no
why
class
I threw it. That's
yeah,
what,
for
I,
stick figures.
You always say that. I'm doubting that. I bet he is an artist. He's,
no,
he's one of these closet artists that goes
home and
just.
You know, we did that. We did that gallery, sipping gallery before with Tammy Schreck, and he painted a picture, a landscape.
See?
Yeah.
She just exposed you, Tom.
And
so
I didn't say how it turned out. We did put both of our pictures on the mantle for a while.
Right. See?
And then one night we're watching TV and we glance up at that mantle, but we just took them both down.
I thought of you guys last Friday. Did you have a good 4th, by the way?
Yes.
I got to ask.
Yes.
You had a good 4th
of
July.
Yes.
I was heading out to the lakes. It's like 90 in the shade and the humidity's high. And it runs through my head because you guys are such a huge part of my life. And I got out at the lake and I thought, I wonder how everybody's surviving at the zoo when it's this hot. How do they keep cool down there? How do all the residents keep cool down? I know they've got choice. A lot of them, they can, mm-hmm. you know, be in or out. But
and we have misters going for them. And a lot of these animals come from a hot weather climate.
Yeah.
You know, 90 degrees for the primates, the tigers, the rhinos.
That's nothing?
Zebras, that's nothing for them. The bears have their pool. They like to go in and play. The only ones we get really watch are the snow leopards.
Mm-hmm.
So when it gets hot, and one of our snow leopards is not quite as bright as the other one, so we really have to
don't
watch
ever
them.
Tell me which one.
Do
I don't want to
say
know.
That to Bill.
I don't want to know. Okay.
You know, we do monitor all the animals,
yeah.
Especially the snow leopards, but we monitor all the animals, and when it gets to be 80 or above, we monitor them. And you know, walk by them, check them out, give them the frozen fruit and things like that. And pools. Tal was in a pool yesterday. Of course, it wasn't hot, but he had a bubble bath for his morning enrichment.
Yeah.
And I walked by him, and his mouth is covered with bubbles. And I'm like, do I have a rabbit ape?
I love that.
But we've been keeping animals cool. That could be our slogan: keeping animals cool and warm for 92 years.
92 years, because I ask you the same thing in the winter when it's 20 below.
Absolutely.
It's like, how do they stay warm?
They do great with this. You know, it is really surprising. And they're like, okay, let's see if we can splash that visitor as they go by.
Well, I tell you what, nobody has more fun down there than your two grizzlies.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
it, right?
with the pool when it's warm. And, I mean, they love getting in there.
You know, and today the junior keepers get to go in there and they get to make peanut butter sandwiches and hide eggs in peanut butter sandwiches. And they made a giant ice cake with berries. So if come down to the zoo today, you know, shortly after 10, you're going to see the bears enjoying this enrichment.
Right. And never, ever, ever miss a training session down there if you can possibly help it. Because those are so much fun.
You know,
watch.
You just say, look at the keepers. If we watch where they're going. And see if they get the little silver buckets. That means mm-hmm. they're training something, and follow them.
So junior keepers, for people that don't know, what is junior keepers?
Junior keepers
all about?
Has been going on since I think I started at year one when we were down, when I got to the zoo, or year one as director anyway. And yeah. They come in and they learn why zookeeping is important. They get to prepare diets. They get a tour of the zoo. They design their own zoo. And that's very fun and interesting because they learn all about what you have to have in your zoo. They put everything in from double perimeter fences to parking lots to restrooms to – and then the habitats are very important.
Right.
What do they put in their animal habitats?
Yeah.
How do they choose what's in these habitats? So it's really fun because every kid who walks through the zoo, and even adults, will think, if I had a zoo, this is what I would have in my zoo.
Right.
And then they get to say where their zoo's located. They have to say where their zoo's located and name their zoo. And then this is the second – The part B of this class is Junior Keeper 2, and this is where we focus on strictly enrichment yeah. and enriching the animals' lives and habitats. Sometimes we rearrange habitats for these kids. With these kids, sometimes we do, you know, we always do the bear thing because it's fun. And then, so yesterday they were treated to the rhino encounter because they did good. And then they get to be in Keeper Club. And they can be in Keeper Club is actually running 4 days a week now, and it's full. But yeah. but the people who have graduated this year who still want to be in Keeper Club, we have room for you. And then next year we'll have a whole new batch of kids, but some of these kids return. This is ages 9 to 14, and we've graduated over 1,600 junior keepers in the time that we've been there.
Wow.
And some of these kids in class now were in junior keeping. And Gina Kwame graduated in junior keeping 10 years ago, and she still comes back every summer to help with this program.
One of my favorite, I think, times to be at the zoo is when a keeper who was mm-hmm. in junior zookeeper comes up to you and says, hi, do you remember me? I was in your, you know.
Yeah.
That just makes sure. I just watch you light up because it's
it
like.
It does. We get kids, with. Back then, we would get letters, and now we get some emails from some kids. Kate, I was in your junior class. I'm in the military now. I was thinking about the zoo today. I mean, things like that. And, it's just very enriching.
You've left an amazing footprint, both of you, and your staff, the staffs that you've had down there, too. Just big, just, huge, wonderful footprint.
We just love our crew.
Mm-hmm.
Love our crew. Speaking of that, and speaking of enrichment, one more thing here. We got the Chalk Up the Zoo, but also on Tuesday the 15th, you know, Lacey's tried to have these. She's our enrichment coordinator. This enrichment classes, which do not get registrants to. Now I think it's because everybody's busy and stuff, and this is a tough age to target. So I know people are interested, but this is ages 12 and up, and so adults, you know, their children to 12 and up. Teenagers that want to come down here, we have a class on Tuesday. It's an enrichment class, but it's the paper mache one, so it's really fun. Paper mache for the animals. And so if we don't get registrants this week, we'll have to postpone that. And we will, because I want to still have these classes. But so this is your chance to get in on the 15th. So again, go online to find this or call us. And we'll get you registered. And I don't remember the fee on that, but it's pretty nominal fee. It's not not a lot, and just, you know, covering expenses on that. So that class is another enrichment class, and it's on the 15th, Tuesday the 15th. So call us soon on that, or when you call Tuesday, it's going to be closed if no one registered.
Okay, yeah, but please get in on that.
And then there's one more coming up in August as well. So,
well, it's a great family one for grandpa and grandma, mom or dad.
I bet
they can participate in with it too to help build this enrichment. I always tell the keepers, the best part of the job is the enrichment you do for the animals. Then you get to see how they react and stuff. And they look and go, you know, that was really cool. Next time I'm going to do this to change it up.
So you get the wheels turning.
You get the wheels turning.
I love that.
So are you going to be down painting this weekend?
I am. I'll be down there Saturday as usual. And I took last Saturday off because it was the 4th.
Slacker.
I know, right? But I was in the water, kind of like the Bears, go figure. And so this Saturday from 1 until 5, I'll be at the Snow Leopard exhibit. And then I'm keeping it under wraps what I got planned after that, but you're going to love it.
You're in a perfect area for shade.
I know,
and
it's beautiful down there. Beautiful.
That's true. And that's a perfect area for people to stop and visit. And they are. More people are visiting with you as this goes.
Yeah, and taking pictures and wanting information.
Yeah, you're out there on Facebooks everywhere now. Because people are just fascinated. And it's not just the adults. The kids are like right up there asking you questions. Mm-hmm. They like to lean over that park bench.
I know. It's like, don't touch it, don't touch it. I said, they're fine. Let them ask, ask away. So, yeah, I'll be down there from 1 until 5. Again, looking forward to zoo sessions.
I'll bring you some lemonade.
Please. Chalk Up the Zoo, folks. 7 openings left.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fill those up. So get your kids going on that. And again, just go to your website, or you can call the zoo.
New website. It's still jankupazoo.org.
All right. Kathy and Tom, great to have you in here.
Thank you so much.
That is the Morning Zoo for today, the July 10th edition here of the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third.